Okay, today's daf is daf Lama Gimel on the base. We're up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Lama Gimel. Oh, we're not up to the Mishnah yet. I should a couple of lines before the Mishnah. We're up to the discussion of Psikh Resha. Just one scheduling note, Beth Hashem, next week, Chol HaMoed will be a regular daf schedule. Regular daf schedule, and including Hoshana Rabbah. I'm gonna be away for a couple of days. I'm gonna be away for a couple days in the middle. So I'm gonna be giving shiur Monday and Friday. I'm not the middle through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Menachem will be giving, but I'll be here Monday, Beis Hashem, and Friday morning, Hoshana Rabbah. Okay, let us continue. So the last thing we spoke about was the machlokes, whether you're allowed to be mema'it the berries from the hadas and yantif. So we had a shita that said, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said that you're allowed to. And the question was, are you being misakin mana? So he says, no, you took off the berries to eat. So we said, therefore it's a davreshed miskavin, and therefore it's mutter. But we said, 1 minute. Davreshed miskavin means if you do act A, which might or might not cause act B, that's mutter on Shabbos. It's mutter l'chachil on Shabbos to do a davreshed miskavin. But if act A will for sure cause act B, then it is aser mida oraisa, according if it's nichale. So therefore, how is it possible that's what you're doing here? You're taking off the berries, it's a psik resha, that the hadas is going to become kosher. Answers the Gemara, the isle hoshana achrisi. You have another, 5 lines up from the Mishnah. Right, you have another hoshana, you have another hadas. This isn't your hadas. And therefore Rashi says, it's not called tikkun. It's not a tikkun if you have another hadas. That was number one reshown on this line. Number two was the sheet of the Aruch. The Aruch uses this Gemara as one of his main rayas, that psik resha de lo nichale is mutter. Because it is a psik resha, but so is leshan achrisi. That means lo nichale, you don't really care about it. He's not machalik between lo nichale and lo ichbasle. You don't care or you don't want. And he says, this is one of my rayas. That is point number two of the line. Yeah. Right, so there's that. That's the difference called between lo nichale and lo ichbasle. So there is a stira in Rashi's in Gemara Shabbos. The Rukiva Eger points out a stira in Rashi's in I think it's Shabbos Kuf Gimel is the second one. There's a it's an earlier one in the Ayins, but the first sug is. So Rukiva Eger points out there's a stira what Rashi holds, but the Aruch himself I don't think is mechalik between lo nichale you don't want it and lo ichbasle you don't care about it. That's he says mutter in both cases. And number three is the sheet of the Rambam, which we ended off with. The Rambam says, when he quotes this line, he leaves out the Ukimta of Islay Hoshana Achrisi. He leaves it, he doesn't quote that line, and those that Kalim are bothered, what happened to that line? It's only Mutter if you have another Hoshana. What if you don't have another Hoshana? So how is it that it is Mutter? So then we went off, we said that this opens up a discussion of Psik Resha. And that is, we'll start out with another Kasha. There's a machlokas in Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Maseches Shabbos in the 13th parak quotes the case where there's a deer in somebody's house. A deer in somebody's house. And you sit down by the door to trap the deer. So if you sit down by the door to trap the deer, so then it's Asavida Raisa. That's in Malacha of Tzeda. But what if your Malacha is just to lock up your house? You want to leave your house, you're going to take a walk, and there happens to be a deer in your house. But you want to go out. You want to go take a walk on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah seems to say that you are that it is not an usser. It's mutter. It's mutter to lock your house in that case where you have kavana to lock your house. You don't have kavana for the to close the deer. So if you showed him or bothered, it's an psikresha. So what your kavana is to lock your door, but or to sit in the doorway, but it should be a psikresha. It's a gracia of Tzeda. So the Rishonim, some Rishonim there, the Shilta Giborim, earlier the Rashba and the Ran have a discussion that maybe this is not a psik resha. Many Rishonim say it is a psik resha, therefore they have to give a new reading of the case. But says that, I'll read it to you from the Shilta Giborim, there in Shabbos, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, and the Dafi Arif, says the Shilta Giborim, quoting this Shita of the Rashba, So the Gibram's lashon is, you're not doing any dvar heter with the psik resha. Avalim, but also psik resha she'ose, ose gamkin dvar heter imo, v'yiskavin gamlo dvar heter, adafilu avi psik resha u'machavin gamlo, shari. U'be'emes ki kuli hizu, nika safti, that's the first version. That if you do a Maisa Heter also, so then that's okay. So here you're closing the door also. It's hard to define. When is it called a separate act? When is it not? But then the Shulchan Aruch quotes as follows. V'ani kasavti b'chidushai. To call Maisa she'epsher la'asos zulas ha'psik resha az afilu avid oso Maisa afilu b'psik resha shari kilomis kavin la'asos psik resha. This is the Chiddush of the Ur Sameach. It's earlier in the Shulchan Giborim. It says the Ur Sameach in Hilchas Lulav on this Rambam, and says the Shulchan Giborim. Psikresha means where Act A always has to go with Act B. Cutting off the head of a chicken always entails killing the chicken. That's a psikresha. Dragging a very heavy bench on very soft earth in your backyard, that is vade psikresha, because that case will always cause a hole. Sometimes it's hard to define. But let's say there's a case which usually does not entail psikresha. Closing the front door of your house. Is that a psikresha of seida? No. Closing the front door of your house is a mutter act. It happens to be in this case. It happens to be a psikresha. So what? That's not called a psikresha, said the Shulchan Giborim. If you're closing the door of your house, that's not called a psikresha. Another example. There's a Gemara in Zvachim where it says, Mezafin yayin al gabi ha'ishim. Are you allowed to sprinkle wine if you're no deva carbon yayin? You sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach. So Rashi there seems to say that even though when you sprinkle some wine, big drops, you're putting out some of the fire, that's an Issa Daraisa of Lo Sechabeh, because you could use small drops and not put out the wine, not put out the fire, so that's why even using big drops is okay. So after Rishonim there, again, I think it's Rashi, the Ur Sameach quotes in Tzadik Aleph, that is not a psikresha. Who cares that you could have used small drops? No, that's the answer. If it could have been done without a psikresha, so that means this is not called a psikresha. If the acts aren't totally always connected. So it says the Ur Sameach, that's Peshat of this Rambam. Isplei Hoshana Achrisi doesn't mean you have another Hoshana. It means you could have another Hoshana. If you could have another Hoshana, that means the acts aren't always identified as A, leading for sure to Act B, and therefore it is mutter, even if you don't have another Hoshana. It's just defined not as a psikresha, because it could be that these acts are separated. These are just three examples, the Rashi and Zvachim, and the day of the Rashba and Shabbos, and this Rambam are three examples of this other type of psikresha. Usually we have a different understanding of psikresha, of Act A, at least Act B. Here, who cares if in another case it doesn't lead to Act A, it does not lead to Act B. Yeah.
But taking off the barrier will always cause it to have less. In other words, it's like saying, I don't have to open the refrigerator.
No, but taking off the berries will not always be a malacha of tikkun, because let's say you have another Hoshana. That's the point. If you have another Hoshana, then this is, what did Rashi say? This is not called tikkun. If it's the Hoshana Achrisi. Right? So because if you have another Hoshana, this is not a maisa malacha of tikkun. So therefore, even now, if it is, even if you don't have another Hoshana, it is called active kikin. Just one other point on psikresha, and then we'll move on. This whole discussion relates to probably a very important sheet of Rabbi Chanan presents it, all the Yechon to discuss it, in Ksubah. So Rabbi Chanan talks about what's the lumdus of psikresha. In Ksubah Simen Yud Ches. Right, Act A. I have Kavanah for Act A. I have Kavanah to open my fridge. Why should it be Asu Midar Raisa, just because the light's going to go on? Act A for sure is going to cause Act B. Why should it be? So Rabbi Chanan has two svaris. Number one, and he uses this to explain many of the nafkaminas in psikresha. Psikresha b'durabanan, gorim l'psikresha, psikresha amir la'akum. All this chakir might be used to explain many of the nafkaminas. So he says, number one, is it ki'ilu hiskavein? That's Rashi's lashon here. Look at the first line, wide line of Rashi. Kimiskavein chashiv lei. Psikresha means halachically, because Act A will for sure always cause Act B, it's as if you had kavana for Act B. That's how psikresha is viewed halachically. Act A, ki'ilu hiskavid for Act B. That's number one. According to that svara, it should make no difference. This whole approach that we said does not fit into that svara. Because lamaisa here, Act A is causing Act B. So what difference should it make if it's sometimes, it doesn't have to be together. But the other svara of Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanan said there's a second svara of psikresha. Not that it's ki'ilu hiskavid, but there is a mitziruf of maisim. If Act A is causing Act B, then they're halachically defined as one large unit of maisa. One large maisa. Mitziruf maisim. So if that's the case, so then maybe there's a little more to talk about. It's not mitziruf maisim if sometimes they're not connected. They're only called mitziruf maisim if they're always connected. That's his second lashon. Visagi, and as long as you only have kavanah for part A of the malacha, that's enough, because it's all called one big malacha. So then again, this whole approach of the Ur Sameach fits into the second idea of Rabbi Chanan and not the first idea. Okay, that is some discussion of psikresha. Now we move on. Tana Rabbanan. Five lines up from the Mishnah. Lama Gimel Abbas. Hutar Agdo B'Yantif. What happens if your egeh that you tie on Yantif gets unwound? Undone. Ota b'agudasho yerek. So you could be ogated again, like you bind up vegetables, meaning not a real kasher, even though really you should have a real kasher. Rashi explains, we alluded to this I think yesterday, that even according to the Rabbanan, who hold lulav ein sarach eged, but when you do an eged, it is significant, and Rashi even says here, two lines before the Mishnah, that you should need a kasher gamur, you need a real kasher, lechachila, but that's only before Yantif. On Yantif, you can't, there's a malacha of kashira. So that's why, what should you do? A kaguda shal yarek, like sometimes you do with a gartel, you just roll it around and you stick it in. That's what you should do on Yantif. Ask the Gemara, why don't you just make a bow? What do you have to do? Do this? Why do you have sticking it in? So Amani Rabbi Yehuda, you know, this is going like a Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Amar Aniva Kshir Ma'ayasa here. Rabbi Yehuda holds that making a bow is a real Kshir, it's a Kshir Daraisa, and therefore you can't do that on Yantif. E Rabbi Yehuda, ask the Gemara, if this is Rabbi Yehuda then, Egin Ma'ayasa boys, then what is the bow? What is just tying around and sticking it in help? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, Lulav Tzarech Eged. So therefore you need an Eged, even Li Kuva, you need a real Eged. So answer the Gemara. This Tana is not Rabbi Yehuda. He just holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Haytana savala kavasi bechada paligalei bechada. This Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda that aniva is a real kasher, and therefore you can't tie the bow on Yantif. But he does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of lulav sarach eged. He holds that you do not need an eged. You don't need a lechachila, and therefore this would be a good enough on a b'di'eved basis. Period. So we have the Mishnah on Chavtas about Lulav. We have the Mishnah on Lamed Beis about Hadas. Now we have the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel about Arava. And Beit Hashem, tomorrow, Menachem will do with you at the end of today's daf, the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet about Esro. Okay, third Mishnah. Arava gezula b'yavesha psula. If you have a stolen or a dried out Arava, it is pasul. Remember what we said yesterday at the beginning of the day about why Rebbe put a separate Mishnah for each if some of these seem to be overlap. Shal Asherah, shal Irani Dachas Psula. Shal Asherah, if you have an Asherah Arava and Irani Dachas Arava, Pasul, it's Pasul. Nek Dam Rosho, if the top of the Arava is chopped off. Nifritzu Aleha, or its leaves are broken off. Vatzifzifa, or Tzifzifa, which we will see, looks like an Arava a little bit, but it has rounded leaves. It doesn't have oval kind of leaves and has different sides. It's more sharp on the sides and it comes from a different place than Aravos. That's the Tzifzifa Pisula. So this type of fake Arava, that is Pasul. Kemusha, if it's just withered, Vishanashru, a lot of times our Aravas get withered, Vishanashru mixas aleha, some of the leaves fell off, Ishel Baal, or an Arava of Baal. Baal means it does not live next to a river. It's not Arve Nachal, but it's Baal, meaning it gets from the rain. It's a stay Baal, meaning it gets watered from the rain, from the Baal HaGeshem. So Sen, Kishero says, still kosher. You don't have to have Arve Nachal next to a Nachal. Even not next to a Nachal is kosher. Yeah.
Why isn't that a
Chomer?
Like a
Hiddur? Why is it a Hiddur to have Arve Nachal? I mean, there's a Drasha. The Pasuk teaches us that it's okay. The Pasuk teaches us that it's okay to have Arve Baal. So maybe it can't be a chumer if it's a mafurish pasuk that says it's okay. Right, and some idurim are not nikkur in the Messias, where it comes from.
Torah
says arvi nachal in order to define the chefza, but not to say that it has to come from this place. Okay, 2 points. Rashi here, the first two Rashis. So the first Rashi, Arava gzul v'yvesha psula. Rashi says glululav delachem akulukai. Right, stolen and dried out Arava are puzzled to use. Why? Because it says Lachem. Kasha number one is, why didn't Rashi say this in the previous Mishnah? By Hadas Gzula doesn't say this. Doesn't say that, right? It's a problem of Lachem. Rashi waits to the third Mishnah. Problem number one. Problem number two is that Rashi. So problem number two, also pointed out by the Kapos Tamarim. Again, second day in a row, we have a Kapos Tamarim. Rashi on the second Rashi, where it says Shalashir of Shir Irani Dachas Psula, it says Kivan de Lasrefa Koi Kitusi Mechta Shiure. Because it's going to be burned, therefore it's as if it's burned up already and it does not have a shear. Again, why didn't Rashi say this in the previous Mishnah? What is Rashi emphasizing here? Both these Rashis are here. He could have written it in the previous Mishnah. So says the Kapos Tamarim. Number one, why did Rashi say it here? What's the first word in Rashi? Arava Gzul Vivesha Psula Lilulav. You know why Rashi says it here? Because as we're going to see in the Mishnah, there are two Aravos when it comes to Sukkos. There's the Arava that you goes in your Lulav, and there's the Arava of Hoshana Rabba. Right, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they did Arava every day of Sukkos, and they leaned it up against the Mizbeach. Only on Hoshana Rabba, everybody had a Lulav, and they walked around. So we do it as a Zeichel HaMikdash, the Arava. In Chibut Arava. But maybe that's what Rashi's emphasizing, says the Kapos Tamarim. It's Kspul Lulav. But for it comes to Arava of Mikdash, as the Gemara calls it, the other Arava, that it's not a problem for that. Right, but so that's what he said. The halacha is like the Farish Kid. Shlo Tomar Arav Gzul Beveisha Psalsel Koi Gama Haushana Demikdash. Because for them, that is not, does not have a psal of Gazel. Number one. Number two, that fits into the next Rashi. Because the next Rashi says, Kitusei Mechnis Yerodavka here. That's to teach you that even for Arava of Mikdash is possible. Because it's telling you it doesn't have a shear. It doesn't have a shear. So you need a shear. You need an Arava in order to shake by the Arava de Mikdash, as it's called. The one used for Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So that's why the two Rashis add it in. Added in here, right? The second Rashi, Yirah Jamalir Maslan at the Kiva at the time of Mishuk Tuzim after Shirei, and Gim Gamba Hoshana Dan Alochim Shemin Agnavim Yesh Lifsol Mishuk Kitusei Mechdas Shirei. Okay. According to this, I remember the base of Mishuk would not be a problem of Zula. Yes.
Would it be a
Mishuk Babavera? Right? Is that one Balaratzos? According to that day of Tosfos in the, is that Balaratzos? Only Dafka Nomi Yisur Halal is Balaratzos. So I don't know if you compare them. Okay. There's another sheet to also that support. The Rambam Paskins, Nektam Rosho by Arava is kosher. That's a sheet of the Rambam. If your Arava is chopped against the Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? Nektam Rosho is Psula. The Rambam says in Hilchas Lulav Chesvav, Arava Shenektam Rosho Kshera. Believable. So number one, where's the source of the Rambam? Unclear. But the Magen Mishnah says, what's the Svara? In the next Mishnah, we're going to have later, Ahadash Shenektam, there are some Tanon that say is kosher. Hadas shenektam. And the Gemara is going to say, we paskin like that. That a hadas can be katum. So says the Magen Mishnah, it must be, the Rambam Svara is, you compare hadas and arava. So for Rabbeinu, kishem shenitche pasol, nitche psul, kitimas a hadas vehidr betarfin. Since later on in today's daf, we're going to see that a hadas katum is okay. Hu adin lifsol, kitimas a arava, shu nitche shederech, shederech echad, la hadas va arava. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah then quotes the Ramban. The Ramban in the Rishonim in our daf says that no, the Ramban says there's a big difference. Why does in the Mishnayis you only have Hadas that if it's chopped off it's okay, but not by the other ones? Why? Because the Ramban says there's no problem of Hadar, because by a Hadas that we described yesterday, the leaves go up and it covers the tip. So if you have a real Mishulish, you don't see the tip that's chopped off. And that's why by a Hadas, Katam is okay. By the other ones, you don't have that. You don't have that. The leaves are more out when it comes to Arava, and that's why it is a problem of Katam by Arava, and he argues with the Rambam. But that's the sheet of the Rambam, that Katam is not a problem, both by Hadas and by Arava.
They sell it to Hidr that the top leaf on the top of the Arava has a leaf sticking out, to prove it wasn't cut off.
Oh, a Hidr, okay. They have a Hidr that there's a leaf coming out of the top.
Right.
But is that mehudar? When you look at it, do you think that's mehudar? Or you like all the leaves to come together?
Because that proves it would have a cut.
Okay, that proves it would have a cut.
Right.
Like someone mentioned to me yesterday, maybe that's a reason to have a pitum. Because it shows that, sometimes you don't know if there was a pitum or not. Yeah, but I say that if there are little kids in the house, it's a hidder not to have a pitum. Because it's just going to make your life crazy. And, you should just, even if you grew up with a pitum for a couple of years, have a pitumless, because less chaos in the house. And then, when you get older, you can get your pitum back. Okay, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Arvi nachal gadel al nachal. Arvi nachal, if they grow on the river, next to the river, darach. Arvi nachal shal Allah shalom mashuch kenachal. Arvi nachal also that its leaf is a little stretched like a nachal, like a riverbed goes down. So it's more oval than circular, like our Arava leaves. Tani idach. I only know where mamish grows next to the river. Shalbal v'shal haraminai. And how do I know it's kosher if it grows shalbal, not next to a river, but it relies on rainwater? V'shal haramar grows in the mountains. Minai tamalomar arvei nachal mikol makom. Right? Mikol makom, Rashi says, Lashon Rabin. It's arvei nachal, including arvei harim or arvei bal. Abishal omer arvei shtayim. Or Abishal argues. He says, there is no makar to be machshir shalbal. He uses the double lashon of arvei to teach me something else. Arvei shtayim achaz leluv achaz lemikdash. To teach me these halachas apply to, there's something called arava for your lulav, and there's an arava to be used in the Beis HaMikdash to go around the Mizbeach, which we do on Oshana Rabbah, Zeich LeMikdash. V'Rabbanan LeMikdash Minalu. How do the Rabbanan know that there's something called an Arava LeMikdash? Hilchas HaGemir Lehu. It's a halacha LeMoshe Misinai. Dam Ravasi Rabbi Yochanan. Eser Netios Arava V'Nisach HaMayim Halacha Moshe Misinai. These three, which Rashi says, there are different groups that we had earlier in the Masechta. Shiur and Chatzitzin and Mechitzin Halacha Moshe Misinai. There are a bunch of, there are friends. Those three are friends, and these three are friends. This is how the Masorah was given. These three were given together as a unit to be Halacha Moshe Misinai. We've mentioned in the past that some Rishonim say the words Hilchas HaGemirah sometimes don't mean Halacha Moshe Misinai. when the Gemara just says Hilchas Gemirah, maybe that's when the Nisiv says in the Shitas Rambam. Here it says Beferish, though. Here you can't get out of it. Here it says Hilchas Gemirah, and then it quotes these three are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What are these three? Eser Netiyos. What are Eser Netiyos? These are Mishnah, the Gemara in Moikata, in the beginning of Maseches Kilayim. Eser Netiyos, if the Halacha is by, not Kilayim, by Shvius. By Shvius, Mida Oraisa, you are not allowed to work your field during Shemitah, during Shvius. Next year is, right, next year? This coming year is now. Right, it's going to be the it's going to be well Tu B'Shvat for certain fruits. So Eser Netiyos. So the halacha is like Midah Raisa, you're not allowed to work your field during Shvius. There is based on a pasuk, you're not allowed to even. There's something called Tosefes Shvius. There's Tosefes Shabbos and Yantid. There's Tosefes Shvius. First Mishnah is first couple of prakim in Shvius talk about that even a month before. Even a month before, regarding certain fields, I think it's Tehalavan, you're not allowed to work the land. And there's even more Tosefes before that, by Peiros Elon, you have to stop certain things by Shvuas before. And by you have to stop working the land regarding certain types of fruits before Shvius. So there's a Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, though, that Eser Netiyos, if there are 10 young trees in a certain area of land, Rashi explains how much land is it, if it's Eser B'Tof Be'Sa'ah. If it's 10 little saplings, netios, in this type of land, you're allowed to plow the entire land all the way up until Shvius. The halachas of Tosefes, those extra halachas of Tosefes do not apply because the assumption is that these 10 netios in this land need the whole land in order to not to die, not to dry out, and therefore that's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Eser Netiyos. If they're more if they're closer into each other, they're not in a Beisah, then you can't do the whole land, because then you don't need this whole Beisah for those trees. If they're older trees, if they're cicadas, also it doesn't need it, because it's more established. Only if they're young saplings. That's Eser Netiyos. Arava. What is Arava? So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Arava, the Beis Mikdash. The Nisach HaMayim, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Nisach HaMayim, what we're getting up to right now, Nisach HaMayim is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The whole year we pour wine on the Mizbeach. On Sukkot we pour water on the Mizbeach. That is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. If you look in the beginning, first two Dafim in Maseches Tainis, one Manda Amar holds Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and one Manda Amar holds, it's based on the extra Mem Yud Mem in the Pesukim in Pinchas, V'niskehem, V'unasacheha, and the Kemish Patam. Whereas an extra Mem Yud Mem, and that's used as a limud to teach you Mayim, and that is more mefurish than Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So it's a machlokas what the makar is. There might be nafkaminas between those two makaris. There's a major discussion about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai in general. I'm going to save it. We want to finish the daf first. If at the end, try to get into two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But just one, Dvar Machshava, we mentioned in the past, just to have for Sukkot. Nisach HaMayim. So I think I heard this from Rav Gifter, that he asked, why is it that the whole year on Sukkot, a whole year on the Mizbeach, we pour wine, right? Something fancy, something special. And all of a sudden, Sukkot time, we pour water. Water is the most basic, the most simple. You'd think Sukkot, Slansim Chaseinu, Dafka, water. It's a big deal about water. Water is a necessity of life. You know, why is that so? Why is that sprinkled? So if Gifter says, if you ever speak to anybody who went through a natural disaster, or went through something major, something like, I saw my life flash in front of me. So you interview them, they lost everything. They lost their house, they lost their car, they lost everything. So what do they say? I'm just happy to be alive. Happy to be alive. I'll be happy with anything. I'm just happy to have my clothes. I'm happy with the basic necessities. That's all I need. We've just been through the Yomim Noraim. We've been through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We've been through Yomim Noraim, literally. Everything's been on the line. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be happy with water. We'll even take water. Nisach HaMayim, that's good enough. We'll be happy with water. Nisach HaMayim. That's the message of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. Tana Rabbanan. Arve nachal hagadelos al hanachal. Arve nachal, that grow next to the nachal. Prat l'tzifzifah hagadelo ben aharim. Excluding tzifzifah. Tzifzifah, this other type of non-arava that grows in the mountains. We had before, there are some real aravos that grow in the harim. That was included in the previous pasuk. But this is something different, which we'll get to in a minute. Tzifzifah that grows in the mountains. Generally, the mountain is a problem. The Sfasemis points out in on Sukkis that arava, is, as we know, the Medrash says that each of the Dal and Minim correspond to a different type of Jew, whether it has Reach, it has Tam, it has Mitzvahs, and Maisim Torah, and Maisim Tovim. So the Arava is the one that has neither. The Arava has no Reach, it doesn't have a smell, and it doesn't have a tam, and that's the Jew that doesn't have Torah, that doesn't have mitzvahs. So we're supposed to be mizbatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an Arabah, like each one of them teach me a message. We're supposed to be mizbatel, supposed to connect to the other ones, be ma'agid ourselves, but we're supposed to be mizbatel ourselves. That's why the tzifsifa, which is always grows in the harim, which always grows in the mountains, where a person is lifted, which is lifted up, the person makes themselves like a har, that undermines the point of what an Arabah is. So that's why Sasema says, tzifsifa gdila bin harim always, and therefore it's possible. Amr of Zera, Mikra. What's the pasuk that alludes to me that a tzifsifa is pasul? The pasuk says in Yecheskel, when Hashem is giving tochacha through Yecheskel to the Bnei Yisrael, kachamayim rabim tzifsifa shmo. Take on great orders, which we're going to say means in a minute. Be an arava, mayim rabim, arvi nachal, tzifsifa samo. But you made yourself into a tzifsifa, which is something else, which is not by the water. Amr le'abai. So you see, there are two different things. Make yourself, Hashem wanted you to be an arava, and instead you made yourself into a tzifsifa. Maybe the pasuk is just explaining itself. It means what is kachamayim rabim tzifsifa? No, imkain my samu. Samu sounds like it placed there. That it sounds like it's become that now. Now we explain what we meant. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Tishi Yisrael Lefanai. I wanted Yisrael to be in front of me. Kachamayim rabim, like a shoot of on next to water. Umayni arava. They somewhat like a tzifsifa shebaharim, and they made themselves like a tzifsifa in mountains, and therefore I wanted them to be an arava on water, and they made themselves into a tzifsifa in the mountains. Says the Ben Yehoyada here. Ben Yehoyada says I wanted them to be an arava that's next to mayim in mayim el Torah. I wanted them to have schus atzmam, schus of Torah, schus of that type of schus that comes from themselves. But they made themselves a tzifsifa which is on the harim. What the harim parents, that's chus avos, are called harim, right? I say inay el harim, in harim el horim. So he says, I'm going to be goal them because of chus avos. I'm going to love them because of chus avos, but really I wanted to do it because of their own chus, right? The arava, which is begadol al pnei amayim, and amayim el torah. That's a ben yoyada, that's why arava, which is chus atzmam, the symbol of that, is greater than tzifsifa, which is the chus of the horim. As the Bali Musar say, that's Zekeli v'Anveyu, Elokei Aviv Arum Amenu. That we really have two schuyos. We have Zekeli, and we also have Elokei Avi. We have two schuyos in this pasuk, but it's Baruch Hu to the first one. Ikud the Basi Lola Haikra Masisa. Some have a different version of the previous conversation. Kacha Mayim Rabim Sif Safa Samu. We quote the pasuk first. And then we say, that's the Brisa. So Kacha Lola Reb Zera, but now Masal Reb Zera, Reb Zera asks, just the personalities are switched if you look at the conversations. Masal Reb Zera, Reb Dibba Kibishka Mafarish. Reb Zera is the one that asks, is maybe this pasuk is just explaining itself? Kachamayim rabim ayniu tzifsifa. In case the Gemara answers, my samu. No, then samu doesn't make sense. Amar Rabbi Avo again. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Tishi Yisrael Lefanai. Kachamayim rabim umayniu arava. Vein samu atzman kitzifsifa shebehar. Okay. Period. So now, what does it look like? Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Tosefta. Ezu arava veezu tzifsifa. What's the difference in appearance between an arava and a tzifsifa? Arava kanishla adom. Arava has a red stalk. Poskim say even though some of aravas don't have a red stalk, but it started out as a red stalk. It might become a red stalk if you leave it. One or the other. But arava kanishla adom. Vala shla mashuch, and its leaf is a little oval shape. Upiha chalak, and its leaves, the edges of the leaves are smooth. Tzifsifa kanishla lavan, it has a white stalk. In tzifsifa vala shla agol, it has rounded leaves. Upiha dom elamagal, and it has a jagged edges, like a maga, like a scythe, and that's why, that's the psul. Matanya domel magal kosher, domel maser psul. We have another brice that says, no, domel magal is kosher, only domel maser is psul. What's the difference? Magal, a scythe, all the blades go in the same direction. A masar, a saw, it goes in opposite directions. So, you have a brice that says, domel magal is kosher, but we just said, tzifsifa, domel magal is psul. So, Amar Abai, kitanya hi bechil fagila. No, there is one type of arava that has leaves that are somewhat jagged, but it doesn't have the other simanim. But tzifsifa is the problem because it has all of these simanim. Amar Abaya, Shema Mina, Hai Chilfa Gila Kashal Oshana. Abaya says, so it seems from here, Shema Mina, if we say that's kosher, so must be you could use that for your hada, for your arava. So pshita is that obvious, we just said it. So Ma Tzei Mahov Yisle Shem Lavai, Lonis Kasher, Kamash Mala. No, you might have said, since the Chilfa Gila has an accompanying name, is from Gila, from the place called Gila, so therefore you might say it's possible, Kamash Malad. And today, this one, you don't have the problem that Tosa said yesterday. Tosa yesterday said, what's the Havamina? It doesn't say Hadas in the Torah, right? It says Anaves Avos. But here it says Arve Nochal. Here it says Arava. So here, maybe there's a more of a Havamina to ask the question of is Pashit. So we say, no, even with the Shem Levi, it's okay. V'im HaKanami, Maybe even no, it shouldn't be okay because Hashem Lavai. Arvi Nachal Amarachmanim Mikol Makom. No, it says Arvi Nachal plural Mikol Makom. Any type of Arvi Nachal is okay. Period. Amar of Gizda. Hanitlas Mili Ishtani Shemayu Michar Beis Hamikdash. There are three words that have changed, interchanged their meaning since the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Chalafta, Arafta, Arafta, Chalafta. So a chalafta and arava used to be known as a chalafta, and now chalafta is known as an arava. Those two words have switched, and chalafta is not the chilfa gila, chalafta is a tzifsifa. My nafkamina l'luav, what difference does it make to know this? L'luav, you have to know, when you go into the store today and ask for a chalafta, you're going to get an arava. So you have to ask for a chalafta. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if you have to ask for an arava, you're going to get a chalafta. So again, you have to. Then you're going to get an arava in those days. So again, you have to know the words. Shipura chatzotzrusa, chatzotzrusa shipura. A chatzotzrusa and a shofar. My nafkamina, a little shofar is a Rosh Hashanah. You want to use a shofar, which Rashi explains is bent, not a chatzotzrus, which is straight. And that's why you have to know the words switch meanings since the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Pasurta, pasora, pasora, pasurta. Pasora is a table. So a big table, a small table. These words mean the opposites nowadays. If you sell somebody a pasurta, you're going to get a pasura today. And vice versa. So you have to know those words. Ask the Aruch Laner, you know, is there any symbolism to these items? Says the Aruch Laner, Lamadavka Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. Why? What does the Beis HaMikdash have to do with it also? So he said, number one, Vish Lomer, Sheish Bazer, Remez al Goldel HaHefsid, Vahashinu Ishinis Hava de Churban. Right? All these three symbolize and reflect the great loss that we've had since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Yisrael Nimshul La Arava, because Bnei Yisrael are Nimshal to Arava, via Rashon Litzipsifa. We're Nimshal to an Arava, maybe connected to what we said before, we lower ourselves, we're Meshavet ourselves, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Rashonim are like the Tzipsifa. Achein Aidea Churban. El Yonim Lamata V'Tachtonim Lamala. But things switch since the Beis HaMikdash. We used to be on top of the world, and the Rishon were on the bottom of the world, the Bisman Beis HaMikdash, and now things are switched. That's the first one. The Tzifsifa and the Arava is a message between Bnei Yisrael and the Tzadikim and the Rishon. V'chein Shipura Chatzosrasa. What does that mean? Yishler Mozal Zed, the Shofar Hu Kafuf, the Chatzosra Hu Pashit. And Bnei Yisrael are Kofif themselves, and the Chatzosras is straight. So again, now they're switched. We used to be on top. The ones who were kfufim used to be in one position, and other ones that are kfufim are in the opposite position. And we're ba'achna, right? It used to be that, I'm sorry, this is what he says the opposite way. He says, it used to be that we were like a chasosros, we were straight up, we weren't meshubim to the umos ha'olam, and they were, and now it's just the opposite. Now we're the shofar, and they're like the chasosros. And finally, the third one, shulchan always symbolizes parnasa. We used to have a large table, we used to have plenty, parnasa, and the others might did not have as much parnasa, and now things are switched. So what's the general point? Shemishachar beis hamikdash nevdu miyisrael gimel tovos osher torah umayisim tovim v'kavod gdula parnasa v'shefa v'zeh nirmaz b'shinui gimel shemos halal. So that's what he says. The remez is that all three of these show the downtrodden state that we are now in post churban. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, I have a fourth one. Afani Omer, Ben Kasi Huvlila, Huvlila Ben Kas Be Kasi. These are different layers of the stomach in an animal. Some are thicker than others. The halacha is, L'maynafkamina, L'machad Anusab Obiya Bezakosis. What difference does it make between the names of the stomach? Well, if you're a doctor, you have to know. If you're a veterinarian, I guess, you have to, besides the other halachic issues between that, but you have to know about what the metzias is. But in terms of halacha, you have to know because in Mesechas Chulin we have a whole list of treifas. What treifs up an animal? So let's say you have a needle through a layer of the stomach. So does that treif up the animal? So it depends if it's a thin layer or a thick layer. If it's a thick layer, it didn't go all the way through, it's not going to treif up the animal. If it's a thin layer, it went all the way through. So one of these layers is thick, one is thin. That's enough gemina. You have to know which one it went through. Amar Abba Bar Yosef, Avani Omer, he has one more. Bavel, Bursif, Bursif, Bavel. Bavel used to be called Bavel, and now it's called Bursif. And the other way, L'may Nafkamina, L'gite, Nashin. So Nafkamina, forget. Why? The first parak and a half in Mesechas Gittin talks about the sogya of B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtam. You bring a get from far away. The Edom, when they bring the get, have to say, in front of us it was written, in front of us it was signed. Two reasons given there why they have to say that. Either because Ein Edom and Suyin L'kaimo, Edom are not around to tell us that these signatures are accurate, so that's why you need them to say something. Or number two, in Bekiyin L'shma, because we're not sure the people in Medina Sayam are not Bekiyin in writing a get, therefore we have to have the Edom to say it for sure was written Kedasu Kedin. Those were the two reasons given. So Gemara says, Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. Even though from Medina Sayam, from other countries going to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say b'fanei nechtam, but Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. Number one, there are Talmidei Chachamim there, so they are Bekiyim Lishma. Number two, people are always going back and forth to Yeshiva. And therefore, there are always Edim that are Matsu L'Kaimo. So that's why it's important to know Bavel in Hilchos Gittin. It's important to know Bavel, Bursa of Bavel. So you have to know what place is correct. So that's the Nafka Mida for Hilchos Gittin. Period. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Shlosha Hadassim Mishnah Rovas Lulav Echad Eser Echad. Rabbi Shmuel says what we do. Three Hadassim, two Aravos, one Lulav, and one Esrog. Afilu Shnayim Ketumim Ve'echad Eino Kasher. But then Rabbi Shmuel adds, even if two of the Hadassim, this is going back on the Hadassim, even if two of the Hadassim are cut off on top and one is not, it's still okay. What's that middle ground? The Gemara is going to discuss. If he needs three, he should need three of them good. If he doesn't need any of them good, he shouldn't need any of them good. So what's the Shita? The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Afilu Shloshin Ketumin. Rabbi Tarfin does not hold of Hadar when it comes to Hadas. That's how Rashi explains this. And therefore, even all three can be chopped off on top. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kishem Shel. And again, why would that be? Why is Hadar different when it comes to Hadas? The Ramban we mentioned earlier. Because by a Hadas, the leaves are Avos and they cover up the top. So therefore, it still would be Hadar. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Fidush Shem Ketumin. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kishem Shalul of Echad Vesrog Echad, Kachadas Echad Varava Achas. Rabbi Akiva says, just like you have one Lulav and Esrog, you can have one Hadas and Arava. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. What's the order of the Makoris for these Shitas? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, who says, right, 1, 1, 2, 3, like we do, Pre Eitz Hadar Echad. Kapas Tamarim Echad. Anaf eats avos shlosha. Three words. Anaf is one, eats is one, avos is one. Arve nochal, arve is double shtayim. V'yafil shtayim ketumen v'achat she'eno katum. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Tarfon Omer shlosha v'afil shlosha ketumen. Even three can be chopped off. Rabbi Akiva Omer k'shem shalul v'echad v'esrog echad k'achadas echad v'arava achas. Rabbi Akiva says, no, one of each. Omar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to him, our girsa is to him. Some Rishonim take out the word lo because they don't think there's a specific connection between the following question and Rabbi Kiva Shita. But the Aruch Lener and the Chassam Sofer and others say that no. The point is, Vadafka, he just says they're all one, meaning he's equalizing all of the meaning. So if they're all equal, so says Rabbi Eliezer, Yochol Yehe Esrog Yimon Baguda Achas Amrit. Right, so then maybe you should put all of them in the Aguda, even the Esrog. After all, they're all one, they're all the same, so I'll throw the Esrog in there too. So said that's why he asked them specifically. V'chinos, and the Gemara answers, no, you don't do that. V'chinomar, pre-eitz hadar, v'kapos tamarim, v'alo lo nemar ela kapos. If you look in the Pasuk, there's only a vav between number 1 and 2, but not between 2, 3, and 4. Anaf eitz avos, pre-eitz hadar, between the Esrog and the Lulav, there is a vav, which means separate, and then the last two do not have above the Hadas and the Arava. That's how you know the Lulav, Hadas, and Arava all go together, but not the Esrog. What happens if you put the Esrog in? What happens if you find a new Chumrah? New Chumrah. Put the Esrog in the Aguda. Right? So is that kosher? If you got a Chumrah, is that kosher? So that's discussed in the Shaar HaTzion. The Archas Chaim, one of the Rishonim seems to say it's pasul if you do that. This isn't just a rejection, but it's a psul. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz. That let's say you took, what you're supposed to, as we mentioned a couple days ago, you're supposed to take your lulav and esrog, the lulav in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. As we mentioned, that's why some have a chumrah, that even during hoshanas and in house, sometimes like you're holding your lulav and esrog in the right hand, and you're holding the machzor in the left hand. So some are medaktik, no, to have the machzor in front of you and hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in the left hand. Like the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Yito aguda biyado hayamanis, right, and the esrog besmolis, that's tafresh and aleph base. Two hands. Right, what about Hoshanas? So you have to have a machzor, let's say, on your forearms and hold it carefully without poking anybody in front of you, but going straight to have that chumrah to have the right and the left. Says the Taz, if you held it in one hand, you're still Yotze. Why? Kivin shalohaya esrog imahem ba'aguda achas. Since the esrog wasn't in the aguda, you're still Yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the Shaar HaTzion that I mashma from here that if it was in the aguda, then it would be possible, but he's not sure why that should be. He says, Lulav ain't sarach eged, we paska maker adin. So they're still separate, even if you put it into the eged. But that shita definitely accents that if you do an aguda, it definitely adds and it definitely brings them and are mitzarif them together. So that should not become a new chumrah. Next point. Minayin, important line. Minayin shemakvin says that. How do you know the dalaminim are ma'akev each other? Tamalomer lekachtam shetei lekicha tama. You have to have a complete lekicha. What does ma'akvin ze'ezeh mean? There's a major machlokas Rishonim. It's also based on how you fit this gemara with the gemara Menachas. But lamaisa, machlokas Rishonim is according to the Bahag. The Bahag says ma'akvin ze'ezeh means you have to have them all there in front of you when you shake them, but you do not have to shake them together. That's what it means, ma'akvin ze'ezeh. You can have, you shake the lulav, then shake the esrog, then shake the hadah, shake the arava. It's a question what bracha you make. Let's say when you make shake the hasat, you say anatilas lulav on the first one. Do you make a new bracha of anatilas hadas? Discussion in the poskim, do you make a new bracha? But that is the shita of the bahag. Bidi'evid, we paskin that way. Bidi'evid, we say, if you shook them all separately, it's okay. L'chadchila, though, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Both these shitas are quoted here in Tosis. Tosis in Tosis, your maskel shetahei. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, ma'akmin zedzem means you shake them all together. You shake them all, you put them all together, and you shake them all together. That's definitely what we try to do on l'chadchila level. It also means, ma'akmin zedzem, also means that if you don't have all four, it's all one big mitzvah. It might mean that. Ma'akvin ezeh means it's not counted as dalid of the tari mitzvahs. It's all counted as one mitzvah. Sometimes, not always, ma'akvin ezeh means it's counted as one mitzvah. We know by tefillin are not ma'akiv each other. If you only have a shel rosh, you put on the shel rosh. Tefillin are not ma'akiv each other, and they're counted as two separate mitzvahs. Your gimel and your dalid in the sefer mitzvahs, around there, two separate mitzvahs. Shel yad and shel rosh, two separate mitzvahs. Sitzes, though, Tzitzis is non ma'akiv zedzeh, but it's only counted as one mitzvah, tchilas olavan. Right, tchilas olavan are not ma'akiv zedzeh, so that kind of ruins the pattern. You have to figure out lumdis, but what's the difference between tefillin and lulav and tzitzis. But here, ma'akiv zedzeh by lulav also tells us that it is one mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Shmuel. So let's get back to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? You need three adasim, but then he said two could be chopped off on top. So Rabbi Shmuel Manavshach. Ish shleimin boy li boy namikulu. If he needs shleimin, see, so all of them should be shleim. Ilo boy shleimin. If he doesn't need shleimin, afilu chanamilo. So even one shouldn't be, you shouldn't need to be non-katum. So Amar Beira, Amar Babi, Chazer Rabbi Shmuel, he was Chozerbo. He was Chozerbo. What was he Chozerbo from? So Rashi explains on the Mishnah and on the Gemara, he was Chozer from needing three. Really, one is okay. Okay, three, L'chadchila, if you want to have three Adasim, fine. But really, one is even okay on a L'chadchila level. Three is an even greater Hidra L'chadchila. We'll get back to that extra level in a second. Let's just finish first. Amar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, Halak Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ta'alak Hazak Rabbi Tarfin. What did Rabbi Tarfin say? Rabbi Tarfin said, even all three can be chopped off. Three ketumim. V'azah Shmuel atayimin. Shmuel also followed the Shitasa in the following story. Domlu Shmuel, Ahadu de Bezavni Asa. Shmuel went over to those people who sell Hadassim and he said to them, listen up, Ashvu Zavinu, make sure your prices don't go up so high. Right? Don't make sure you keep the prices okay. V'ilo, because if not, the Rishna Lechu Krabi Tarfin. I'm going to give a Shabbat Shuvah Drasha and I'm going to say, the halakha is not going to be Tarfin. Meaning you could have Ketumim and therefore then the demand's going to go all the way down. And your price will really shoot down. So you better not charge too much. So Gemara says, my time up. Ilay Mimshun Demeko, if he's trying to just threaten them and just say, you know, the greatest kula, there's an even bigger kula. Validra Shalu Krabi Akiva, they go to Rabbi Akiva says you only need one. So says Tosfos. Tosfos here is giving shot of the Gemara. Says Tosfos, that's the fact that he did not suggest Rabbi Akiva is a raya that he really holds like a bitarfin. That's the raya, because he didn't go all the way. It must be he really holds like a bitarfin. That's the raya that Shmuel holds like a bitarfin. Rejects, the Gemara now rejects, there's no raya. Maybe in the story, the reason he threatened like Rabbi Tarfin is because Tlasa ketumim shlichi chad lo katum lo shchiyach. It's easier to find three ketumim than to find one non-katum. So what did they say? I'm going to tell them like I'm lucky you only need one, but that one is harder to find. So still the demand is going to be high, and the price is going to be high. So that's why Dafka said Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Tarfin, not because he holds like him, but no raya that he holds like him, but just because Lamaisa, that is what would have been the best threat to them. Period. There is a discussion back to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel for 2 minutes. Rabbi Shmuel says, we ended up saying that what Lamaisa he was Chozer, but therefore you only need one. But what does he say? He has this extra L'chadchila Hidra level, you can have more. Some should ask, this is the mucker for the Rambam. We mentioned the Rambam a couple days ago, that the issue is, are you allowed to be Mosif Minim? What we said here, what we do is 1, 1, 3, 2 of the Minim, that's the minimum. Are you allowed to be Mosif? Allowed to have 10 Hadassim, 15 Aravas? Sometimes you see people with a bunch of, are you allowed to have that? So the Ritva earlier said, yeah, why not? Right? There's just there's no Baal Tosif. The Rambam says, there's no Baal Tosif specifically by Hadassim. Hadassim, you can be Mosif, that's Noi. But by the other ones, he says, there's Baal Tosif. You're not allowed to add on to what Chazal said. What's the Makar for the Rambam? What's the Svar for the Rambam? What's the Makar for the Rambam? So some suggest the Makar for the Rambam is this Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Because Rabbi Yishmael says, Chazar Bo, therefore only one. But what's the L'chadchila Hidr top level? Is there three? Even though Me'ikir Adin, only one. So if you see a Hosafa by Hadassim here, maybe this is a Makar for the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik also points out, what's the Lumdus though? Why should there be no Baal Tosif by Hadassim and yes, Baal Tosif, and Israel Baal Tosif by the other meaning. So he doesn't explain why, but he explains he describes it. Does it describe what the concept is? When you add hadasim, that integrates and becomes part of the mitzvah. Yish chalotz be'etzem mitzvah zal and minim. It's not stam noy. You're beautifying your mitzvah? No. You're doing your mitzvah in a qualitatively different way. That's what Hosafas Hadassim is. But by the other minim, it wouldn't integrate into the mitzvah itself. The other minim, you would have your dalam minim, and then these would be extra stuff to try to beautify it, but not changing your mitzvah into a different quality of a mitzvah. That's what would be Baal Tosef. Why is that? He doesn't say. But that's the description of Hadassim versus the other minim. And he gives an example to this, Dibnyon Lekach, Reb Chaim. We know, there's a discussion we had in Masechta Shabbos about tzitzin ma'akvin, tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. There are certain parts of the foreskin that cover up the makam amila, and that has to be removed for a bris mila. There are parts that are ma'akev, that you have to, and if you don't remove them, the kid is still an RL. There are parts, tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. They're not ma'akev. They're not ma'akev. If you do a milah on Shabbos, halacha is, when you're involved in the milah, you can even remove tzitzit she'enim ma'akvin, even though there's an isadaraisa of chavala. This is a daraisa by milah, of chavala or masakin, whatever the malacha is by milah. So the question, how can you do that? So the answer is, explains Reb Chaim and other mafarshim, that when you're involved in the mitzvah, and you're even removing the tzitzit she'enim ma'akvin as a milah, even the things that are in ma'akev, but still, it's one big, beautiful quality of a mitzvah. Once you stop doing the mitzvah, and you want to go back now to remove the tzitzit she'enim ma'akvin, then you can't. Because that would be just an extra. But if you're involved in a mitzvah and you do it in a qualitatively beautiful way, that's all one big mitzvah. So the same thing here by Hadassim. When you add Hadassim, explains the Rav, to explain the Rambam, it integrates into the mitzvah. It's a qualitatively different type of mitzvah. And that's by Hadassim. For some reason, that's different than the other meaning. By the other meaning, if you'd add on 10 aravas. If you'd add on, you know, and I think, has anybody ever seen anybody add on any other min? And I think I've seen people add Hadassim. I think the minhag of Chabad and others, the minhag to add Hadassim. Why is that? Because of this Rambam. Hadassim can be most of, but the others not, because those would just be considered stam noy the mitzvah, and that would be an iser of Baal Tosef. Okay, so let's stop here. Everybody should have a Chag Sameach. And I said, next week, daf is regular time, every day. I'll be giving the daf Monday and Friday. Bez Hashem, and Menachem will be doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Yontif, when's the daf on Yontif?
Tomorrow is
8:10 before davening, and the next day is between Mechamarish.
How does Anne Pussel Hadassim add to the
Adding Pussel Hadassim.